Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock, got your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together.
We do.
Even Mother Nature couldn't stop us.
You know, this is my weather, so.
We're
in a little snow globe here.
Yeah, we are.
It's kind of cool.
It is cool. It doesn't, I don't know, because
it's pretty. Doesn't get old.
It doesn't get old. We don't have to be out in it, and I'm very glad for that.
And yeah, there's like someone else outside shoveling, so we really don't have to be out in it.
Big shout out to them.
That's awesome.
We got some great people around here. Be looking out for each other, everybody. Take it easy. We're being out there on the roads today. They are slippier than I expected, even.
And a little deeper. You know what I mean? Like, town was plowed really well, but I come in from Rudolph and just didn't get to those roads yet.
Yeah, did it go okay for you getting in?
Yeah.
Good. Well, we are going to have some good times today. We're going to get you ready for the weekend. In just a little bit, Terry and I will get into an update with the United Way, and we'll get into our National Day of Calendar, see what's interesting and fun about today. A little bit later, we're going to get into 5 tips to help you adjust to the time change this weekend.
That is this weekend.
That's tomorrow. Didn't know, did you? Oh.
Oh, and it's spring ahead.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. It's the worst one. Yes. Yes.
Dang.
Worst one.
Are you sure it's this weekend?
I'm 90% sure. Now you got me questioning. No. Because if you don't know something,
it's just not, I guess. It wasn't on my radar, but that is weird because normally it is.
We'll talk about if that is actually happening this weekend. We're going to talk about something Ford has patented. We have also got to get into a little bit of entertainment news. The Oscars are this weekend. I want to get into the Academy Award by the numbers. And actors who have never been nominated for an Oscar, got those. Tim McGraw is in our entertainment section, and as well as some other country music that we want to get to as well. Got a couple of fun topics there. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock hour, jam-packed. We're going to have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we will have, after Melissa's news, our Star of the Day. I may have a tougher one today. I don't know. I don't know if it's a tougher one or not. We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
We're going to find out.
Phone doesn't ring? Well, then we know.
Yeah, but get ready for that. Get ready to win some free Culvers in the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to all these things. And it's Terry and I. You put us together. Who knows what's going to happen? All that going on. I have to apologize to Terry right out the gate, though, because I am going to be doing the show shoeless. My shoes are soaked. Brand new socks. Well, not brand new, but they were washed. They were at least. But I cannot stand having wet socks
don't
or wet
you
shoes.
Have boots?
I do. I had boots, but the snow was higher than I expected, and I was tramping around in there like I was 10 years old.
Man.
And I was having a little fun this morning, to be honest, at first, and then I realized I'm taking way too much time doing this. And
so the funny part about that, maybe this is just the mom. The difference, right? So, like, I have the shoes that I have on, and then I have another pair in the car.
Yeah.
Because this morning I'm like, I have to shovel this at work, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I better bring another pair of shoes with me. So.
How are things going over at the United Way, Terry?
Everything's going great. We have a major event next week, mm-hmm. one of our biggest, and that is our Power of the Purse event. So looking forward to that. We will be at Bullseye Golf Club on Tuesday from 5 until 7:30. It is a handbag silent auction and raffle. We have raffles, other kinds of fun events. There's a pasta bar. Mm-hmm. We have an Italian theme this year. And really the idea is using the power in your own purse to either purchase a purse, buy raffle tickets, or make a donation to help us with our efforts in early grade learning and literacy. So Women United, is their sole focus. So all the funding that they raise goes towards literacy efforts for our kids. And I think that that's really important and very noteworthy from that group of 40 women who, really work hard to make that happen. But Power of the Purse, I believe this is our 12th one. So,
Cool.
So that's super awesome. But, just really looking forward to it. You can still get tickets. They are available online at uwswac.org. It's $25 to attend. And again, that includes all that great food. And as just a little bonus, the dessert, well, there is dessert too. Mm. The cherry on top is the view at Bullseye.
Yes,
you have that too. So, I encourage all women to, get a ticket, bring your friends. It's just a good time. We're wrapped up by 7:30. You still get home at a decent time. And tickets are available, like I said, now for $25 or at the door for $30.
It's a wonderful event for not only ladies, but for the community to be able to add to literacy. If you tell people, hey, you do this and it'll help kids read. I would think that that's a pretty simple, like, well, okay, take my money. Like, what do you need from me?
Exactly.
And then you add on the fact that, like you said, Bullseye, it's a nice event. I love the time of it, too. I think it's a perfect time frame, especially, you know.
Yeah, because everybody's kind of like maybe they haven't done stuff, so they've been stuck in or, you know what I mean, and getting out and thinking about spring a little bit, right? Now, thanks for just telling me I have one less hour to get all my stuff done for that event. But but you know, I also should call it, we will have 26 purses available at the auction, and again, silent auction. But those are all sponsored by local companies, so you know, the cost of the purse is not on the Women United group, you know. So anything that we make on those purely is true profit for literacy in our community. So I think that's important too, because we have a huge following of sponsors, you know, including civic media, helping run PSAs to promote the event. We partner with the Chamber and they do e-blasts. We do get a little bit of a little bit of disappointment when some of our regulars can't attend, you know, because they have something going on. And so during COVID, we did this as an online auction.
I remember that.
So then last year, we had four purses online leading up to the event, and then they were still at the event. But if you wanted to bid on them, you had to go into the online portal, you know, and then those closed same time as regular auction. So today, the online portion will open up. So if you think, you know, oh gosh, I really can't attend on Tuesday, but I'd like to do something, you can jump on, check out the purses on the online auction. And then also, we are always looking for sponsorships for Imagination Library.
I'm really glad you mentioned that. I want to come back to it. And that's really cool to hear. I was actually going to ask you this offline or off air because I wasn't sure if you guys were doing the online thing again this year.
So that kicks off this morning.
My mom actually asked me this week about that.
Cool.
She won't be able to go to the event, but she wanted to be a part of things and stuff, and was asking. And I was like, I think that they did this last year. That's really smart. That's a really cool way to do it. And you know better than I do that the people that are part of the United Way, a part of the family of that want to contribute to the United Way, are all, especially from the Rapids area here, are all over. They've moved, or maybe they're in different places.
Sure.
And one of the cool things that you've explained to us is if you want to donate to a specific United Way, you are able to do that. It's a very smart thing the United Way does. It's a great way to get the funds into the places you want them to. That's true charity. That's true, you know, assisting your community.
Well, I think, you know, so yes, we are always open to any designations of any kind. But, you know, it's about donor intent, too. Or it's exactly what you said, right? Or maybe even, let's say I live in Stevens Point, but I work in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yep.
So do I want to give where I live, or do I want to give where I make my living? Or split it. You know what I mean? So there, and we
just
see
giving
all
people
of those,
the option,
you know,
is so cool.
Exactly.
I think that's really great right there. And again, you know, you can add to these things. You mentioned Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. That's something that I noticed recently that they are still taking applications for. So I did want to mention that to people.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is a big piece of the literacy efforts of Women United. And that is the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library program is where a child from birth to age 5 can receive a free book in the mail every month. So it's really cool. No cost to the family at all. So, you know, there's a lot of things about that, right? Like it's like a present every month.
Oh my gosh.
Kids don't get mail anymore, right?
No,
you know, and so there's that aspect of it, but then there's the idea of that a child could have a 55 to 60 book library by the time they turn 5. And so this is something that we feel really strongly about. Children who reside in Southwood County, so the child has to reside in the zip codes of Rudolph, Vesper, Nacusa, Port Edwards, or Wisconsin Rapids. And so as long as the child resides in those areas, they can sign up. There's a form on our website that you can fill out at uwswac.org, or we have paper forms, or they have them at the library and the child care centers, and you know, all over the place. So we do encourage all, you know, we encourage families to sign up their kids and get them books. And if you have two children under 5, you know, let's say you have a you know, a 1 month old and a 3.5 year old, they, everyone in the family is eligible to sign up. So we do have to limit it to the child living in that area. And the real reason is just capacity and cost. Because it does happen quite a bit. We'll have a grandma or grandpa get in touch with us and say, you know, I'd like to get these for my grandkids, but we just don't have the ability cost wise to, you know, to pay for it for kids outside of our area. So I always encourage people to go on the Dollywood Foundation and look at Imagination Library, because you can load a zip code and it'll tell you if there's a program. So if you have a grandchild or you're listening and your child lives, let's say, in Portage County, you can put in that zip code and see if there is an active program serving that geographical area. So Imagination Library is super important. And just to give you an idea, at our high, we were serving about, we had like 610 kids getting a book every month.
Wow.
Right now we're in the 400s. Part of that was, you know, we tapered off a little bit with COVID and, you know, just
kids
getting
age out.
And getting back to connecting with people. Yeah. A lot of where that was happening was at child well visits. And so we need to, you know, make sure that that's happening. But but it's still, I mean, we've got over 400 kids every month getting a free book. So that's super cool. Something else we have just down the road a little ways, we will have another Women United event on April 26th. So more information about that later. But yesterday we announced soliciting for teams for United We Can.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of, you know, we're back full circle, right? And that sounds like summer. So people like to hear that. But United We Can this year is on June 15th. It is a Thursday game. And so we are looking for organizations, that companies, families, people who want to build a food sculpture to help us raise awareness of food insecurity in our community. So these sculptures get built at the Rafter Game at Winterfield and are on display for anyone who comes to the game or anybody who might meander in during the day to see the building going on. And then all of those, all of the food leveraged in the sculptures gets distributed to local food programs that are part of our Southwood County Hunger Coalition. So great events. You know, it might feel early for June 15th, but it gives people, we want teams to sign up, and it also gives people time to start planning. It always is interesting to me when the teams come, you know, that day, and they come with all their food. So they might have it all in the back of a pickup truck. They might have, you know, grocery bag, whatever. So there's that piece of it. But then you'll see some groups have, like, you know, they might have used an Excel spreadsheet, and they've got like the little boxes all color coded for how set. It's, you know what I mean? Yeah, like it's all engineered.
Yes.
And then you'll have the next group that's like, yeah, we built this at our office yesterday, but we're not really, you know what I mean? Like we're not really sure how it goes. But building goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so there's plenty of time. You know, we've always, except for a couple of storms, we've always had great weather. And when it does storm, we just, you know, do what we need to do, right? We've got some big sheets of plastic. Our friends at Home Depot donate that to us, so it's really nice. You know, we can cover those sculptures, because if the cans are damaged, they really can't be used.
Yeah.
And so, but like I said, it's just always worked out really well, and we're looking forward to it. So if you've had a team before, it's time to start hustling up your group. And if you've, you know, thought about it but never pulled the trigger, it's only March 10th. You've got plenty of time.
Yeah. I am looking forward to judging on this again.
Yeah, super fun.
I really, really appreciate being able to be a tiny part of it every year. It's one of my favorite things all summer. Honestly,
it's, it's really cool.
I look so forward to it, seeing the work that the community puts in. And when you're looking at all these items and you're making one of the tougher decisions of having to decide who is
who's most creative.
Yeah, because they're all amazing. Yes, that's the tough one, especially the most creative, because they're all creative. They all do such a good job. And I genuinely mean this. I'm not good at judging these things. It's hard for me. But I do it because I every year it does not get it doesn't tire. It doesn't like fade. Like it just every year it hits me so much, so strongly, how this community comes together to help people in need, to help people with one of the more, you know, basic needs in life, and in having food on the table, making it, being able to feed your family. This community comes together like I have seen very few groups of people do, very few communities do when it comes to that. Every year we do this, and it just blows me away, not only the creativity of this and the way the community comes together, but the volunteerism and the organic, like, giving that happens that I see. And it's so impactful. I would like to just touch on one thing real quick for those that had, just to bring this all together. The Southwood County Hunger Coalition will distribute cans to local food programs, adding to the total of over 64,000 pounds of food donated from the event since 2013.
Yeah, so that's, you know, I mean, that's think about that. That's you know, you're looking at like 8,000 pounds of food on average from each, from a one-day event.
It's incredible.
It's huge.
Yeah, from a one-day event. That's such a great point, Eric. Yeah. And it shows what we can do. We put our minds together. We put our hearts together.
We've also had, in recent years, probably more since COVID, and with change of protocols or change in the size of the workforce of some of the companies who have participated, in that they don't have a team that can come build a sculpture, but they have money that they'll donate. So we've been able to, the last couple of years, actually sponsor some teams.
That's
so
cool.
You know, we might have, I believe Aspirus Health, you know, made a donation of money, and then we were able to allow, you know, maybe it's the Boys and Girls Club, like they can go, they can plan a sculpture, but then they don't have to raise the funds. So I think that's kind of cool too, that we can get some organizations that otherwise wouldn't have the funds to be able to do it paired up with those who do and still have the sculpture. So I, you know, we've got a couple of those opportunities already on the table for this year. So just looking forward to a really great event.
It's a nice event to look forward to in spring, as we are going to be springing ahead this weekend. We'll be talking about that and plenty more. Be safe out there, everybody. Safe travels to everyone. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR. Hope you are traveling safe out there and doing well. Thanks so much for joining Terry and I as we are about to dive into our National Day of Calendar, if my computer will work, for this March 10th.
Wait, if it doesn't work, can we just make stuff up?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
we
well,
will
then
definitely
turn it
do
off.
That. We will not deny the listeners our National Day of Calendar, even if we have to make stuff up. Yes. You can't make this one up. International Bagpipe Day.
Oh, nice.
Bagpipes.
Why don't you have a kilt on?
I should have wore a kilt. Yeah,
you
today'd be such a great day for it. It'd be
then your tall socks really would have been wet.
I've never worn a kilt.
Yeah, me
never.
Either.
No, can't say. Not my thing. But I have no problem with them. I have no problem.
No.
I respect them. I think that some of the more, like, some of the more cooler things are those guys, the traditional Scottish man you see with the just built like a brick house.
I was
you
just
know?
Gonna say
and,
it, like
and,
yeah,
in a kilt.
They're
right?
huge.
And it's like you go ahead and say something to that guy about his kilt. You go about being able to see his knees. Go ahead and say something.
But there is something about the traditional dress of, you know what I mean, like when you hear the bagpipe and you see the
I think it's cool.
I agree.
And the sound of the bagpipes doesn't bother me. I haven't had to hear them a lot, though. I know some friends of mine that are actually, there's a friend of mine who's actually from Scotland, and when we were in high school, she couldn't stand it. Now, we're on the, God, this had been like maybe a couple months ago, we're on the on Zoom together, we're talking about something, and her phone goes off, and it's bagpipes. Her ringtone is bagpipes. I'm like,
I've never minded that sound.
Yeah, it's never bothered me. Amazing Grace on the bagpipes, awesome.
Yeah.
It never gets old. International Wig Day.
Interesting. Have you ever worn a wig? Well, I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
For plays, but... But like in general, I mean, you've never like worn
no,
a wig.
Not in general, no. And with plays, I actually never have. I've always done whatever I have to make my hair right. I'm one of these weirdos that every little thing that I have to like accessory that I have to add takes me away from the character. So the more I'm like believing the character, the more I can make the audience
makes
believe.
Sense.
But that's insane. Like I've done things to my hair I should not have. My scalp is still trying to heal from bleaching it. Wigs are great though. Wigs help out so many people, and there's nobody out there. Like I think bald can be beautiful, man, woman, it doesn't matter. But if you choose, especially the way society can be to women with being bald, wigs are a godsend for some.
Oh, for sure. And yeah, especially when there's a medical need or something like that. But like the picture that's in front of us is all like obnoxious fluorescent wigs.
Yeah.
And so listen to me, obnoxious. My opinion is obnoxious. Yeah. But you know what I mean? That I'm like, oh, who is wearing those?
Yeah.
So
I imagine not Dolly Parton. Dolly's not wearing those ones. It's National Blueberry Popover Day.
Oh.
That looks really
good.
That
sounds good.
I have been getting into blueberries a lot the last couple of years. Just, I don't know, something about them.
A lot of antioxidants. They're good for you.
Really good. International Day of Awesomeness. Yes. This is our day,
duh.
Terry. This is our day. No, I don't know. I would like to tell you what it is.
That's
I
funny.
Just have
That's
not.
Cool.
There we go. Are you made of awesome? Of course you are. Awesomeness runs in your veins, in the veins of all of us. And we all have little periods of absolute epic grade awesomeness every day of our lives. We just have to stand up and recognize it. Did you get up this morning? Heck yeah, you did. You're awesome. Did you manage an 18-hour sleep fest because mom didn't raise any quitter? Absolutely epic. Did you manage the mix of whites and reds? Not to mix whites and reds when you did the laundry. Way to go. You are a champion. You are awesome. In all seriousness, this is a day where it's similar to something that I've been talking about quite a bit. Take the wins where you get them. Not every win has to be the Super Bowl. Did you get up this morning? That's a win.
But the little things can still be awesome.
Yes,
right?
The yeah. little things can all add up. And by the end of the day, especially, and you're thinking about this, or you're maybe subconsciously feeling it, and like, I've had a bunch of wins today. Any little thing, I don't care. The lights are green when you pull up to the stoplight. I mean, things like
frame
that.
Frame of mind is really, really important.
Perspective is one of your best friends. It is one of the best things you could do for yourself, let alone the people around you and the people you care about. Having perspective is going to take you great places in life.
I always laugh when you encounter that person, you know, like that Eeyore, right? And you're like, good morning. And they're like, good morning.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And I'm like, even if you had a rough morning, like what could possibly make you want to greet someone like that? You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. No, I get it. It's National Skirt Day.
Oh, there we go. For the bagpipers.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, it's kind of funny that that does not seem to be a coincidence. I'm a little
and
curious.
And a denim skirt at that.
Yeah.
On the picture anyway, but yeah. That's interesting.
Trying to see they do have it, the history of the skirt. First, a brief history on the skirt. It's far older than you might imagine. The oldest known skirt was woven from straw and was discovered in Armenia and was known to have been worn by men and women alike. This was just the beginning of a long and storied history of a garment to shock and amaze people throughout the world. Interesting.
Yeah, well, and if you think about it, in a lot of cultures, females weren't allowed to wear slacks,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Or in public anyway. So skirts were definitely out there. It's a weird time of year for National Skirt Day, I'm just
yeah.
going to say. But, I guess not everyone has
point.
Winter right now. So.
And even in warmer climates, that it's still, you know, not as warm as it usually
is. And it's National
be.
Skirt Day, not International Skirt
yeah,
Day.
That's true.
So it's like
wait,
even
so
more
that,
so.
Yeah, that
yeah.
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. They picked the wrong day for that. National Mario Day. I'm not sure. Is this about the little guy Mario? Is this yeah, Mario
Has
Luigi?
To be.
Yeah, it is. People who grew up in the 80s or 90s will be sure to know who Mario and his brother Luigi are. Mario and his younger fraternal twin brother are the most renowned characters of any Nintendo games, and they'll be thrilled to celebrate National Mario Day. I played all the Marios.
Mario Kart's fun.
Mario Kart was awesome. Yeah, it's a great game. It is awesome. It's a great game. And I will say that Mario Brothers 3, one of the better games still. I haven't played that since I was a kid, but it was a great game. It is National Middle Name Pride Day. Take pride in your middle name today. Unless you are ashamed of it, and then don't worry about it. Just keep on moving.
just use the initial.
Just use the initial, yes. The background of middle names comes from some interesting context. Historians do not know a firm date when middle names first appeared in English-speaking countries, but records indicate that the practice may have been used in higher class, wealthy families first, when it comes to those of royal and noble blood. It is known that the tradition was in effect at least as early as the 17th century by looking at the Stuart pretender, James Francis Edward Stuart.
Well, that's kind of interesting. I can see that happening. Like maybe you at, you know, early on, like did you take on or retain the mother's name and then
yeah.
add the father, you know, or something
yeah.
like that as far as bloodline goes back then. Yeah.
I think, you know, it's cool. It's cool when you can do like my grandfather had four daughters, so his name wasn't going to be carried on. So my dad's favorite artist is John Lennon. So it just worked out for my parents that John would be a good name, middle name for me. But what I really admire and I really think is very cool, and my mom did this when she first got married to my dad. Her name is Pamela Jean Stern, and her name now is Pamela Jean Stern Mayloff. But she writes it oftentimes as Pamela, like Stern is her middle name. Sometimes.
Oh, okay. I do. I have a friend that did that. She went through a divorce, and so at the same time she also liked her maiden name, but she had children, so she did. You know, so she went. Put her maiden name as her middle name, and then kept her married name because of to stay with the same with her children.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, my middle name is the same as my mom's. So mine is Jane. Got carried. Yeah.
Oh, it's a good name, Terry. Yeah. That's a name. I like it. Yeah. That's a good name. Hmm. And it's really cool to have the same middle name as somebody like that, somebody close to you or your family or something. I think that's a wonderful part of the tradition. I also think it's one of the parts where people can have a little more fun creatively. You know, sometimes if you don't feel confident naming your kid this, you can use it as a middle name.
Yeah. Sure.
It's got a lot of versatility to it. I think middle names are great. I also have known some people that don't have middle names.
Really?
And
I don't think I've ever known someone without a middle name.
I mean, I think two people that I've known that did not have middle names. One of them loved it, thought it was really cool. The other one used to use an X. Like, what do you say? Jonathan something. Jonathan X something. I can't remember his last name was. It was something long. But yeah, he would just use an X because he felt weird not having something.
Yeah, he's like, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, yeah. He would give his parents a hard time about it, too. National Pack Your Lunch Day.
Okay, I feel like I'm totally failing this whole day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take the awesomeness. We'll just keep that. But, like, I don't have a skirt on.
Mm-hmm. I haven't done half of these.
I did not pack a lunch. Yes. Well, I never pack a lunch, but I did not pack a lunch.
As we grow older, what to have for lunch tends to be something we figure out on the fly and wind up spending money on fast food or other things like that. National Pack Your Lunch Day is a perfect time to bring fun back to your day and make your own lunch.
Yeah, that is kind of true.
I like that. And it is very true.
But I mean,
yes.
You're doing it on the fly. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's National Ranch Day.
Oh.
Ranch dressing. Yes.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it. Like, it's definitely not my first choice.
I don't like it like I did when I was young.
Okay, did you see that there's going to be Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream out at the end of the month?
Yes, it was going to be one of it's one of our That Ain't Right stories coming up.
All right, well, just hang on to it.
It is, but you're right. You're right that it ain't right. You're absolutely right about that. Who would eat? Yeah, we're gonna go.
I know exactly who will eat it. I'll tell you later. Yeah.
All right. Okay. It's on Saturday. It's National No Smoking Day. It's a perfect day to start the campaign for yourself to stop smoking.
To make
if you
every
want.
Day no smoking day.
Yes, yes. For yourself, I think that's a great one. I never would push people to that. But I am here to champion and encourage you to do it. And I didn't think I could myself, and I didn't think my parents could, and all three above haven't touched one in a long, long time. And I have my sense of smell back. I'm tasting foods that I haven't tasted since I was a kid. It's amazing.
You have probably like what, $9 a pack back
Absolutely,
in your pocket?
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't. Like the last time I bought a pack of cigarettes, it was only about 4 or 5 years ago. It hasn't been that long. I was in the gas station paying for gas the other day, and I'm glancing up and looking at it. And I
aren't
literally,
they like almost $10 or something?
I did a double take. Yes, you're spending double digits on a pack of to kill yourself basically.
And some people want a whole one a day.
Yeah,
I
did. I was a pack a day person.
Yeah.
I was
so now you've
that.
Got.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's $70 a week.
You deserve that money to spend it on something much better and much better for yourself and something you'll actually enjoy much more, too. Saturday is also World Plumbing Day. That's a great one. We appreciate the plumbers out there.
Why is it a front view picture?
Yeah, I don't know why. Yes. We never recognize the face of a plumber.
I mean,
it's the back
we appreciate plumbers.
Absolutely.
But the stereotype is there. It is what it is.
One of the best construction jobs I was on, we did a home improvement job in Adams, and we completely pulled up the floors and redid all the piping in the kitchen area. I've never done anything like that. We took out all the old pipes and put in the, those plastic
PVC
pipes.
Yep.
It was awesome. It was one of the most fun projects. It was hard, but it was cool to be able to be a part of that. And we had some plumbers come in, and working with them a little just gave me a real respect for that industry, that job.
Were you required to adjust your dress code then?
Yes.
For those days when you were working
with
them?
Yeah, I didn't wear a belt. And since I have no butt, it was really difficult.
So
really,
I have to tell you, we have an acquaintance, I guess a friend, that is a plumber. And you know what? And I get it that it gets old, but at the same time, like it came up, somebody was joking about the plumber crack one time, and he like actually got mad, like actually angry.
Wow. Wow.
And I was like, okay, sorry.
You never know. You never know.
No.
Sunday is National Plant a Flower Day.
Oh, nice.
That'd be great if it was nicer out. But, that would be, you know.
If you do this, keep it inside.
Yeah, yeah. But it's certainly a great thing to be able to do to the plant. I know a lot of people, I was talking to Katrina about this. A lot of people are looking forward to getting into gardening. They're already planning their gardening out and stuff.
Yeah, and some are, you know, doing their seedlings. And actually, it might be even be a little bit late already for, you know, for if you're keeping, really? If you're starting your seedlings inside. Mm. But yeah, absolutely.
And Sunday is also National Girl Scout Day. Awesome. Big thank you to all the Girl Scouts out there.
And it is cookie time. So yes. When you see a stand of girls, you know, outside the grocery store or whatever, help them out.
Yes, please do. Help them out and grab me a box of Thin Mints if you could.
Really? You should have told me that. There's like 12 of them sitting on my counter.
I want to try, also, I want to try the new ones.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. No, not the raspberry ones.
Oh, I'm like, there's like this the big shortage. Oh, okay.
The like cinnamon toast ones or the toasty. Oh, God, those are good. The French toast ones. Man, those are good. Yeah. That's the only cookie that I've come across that's competed with Thin Mints for me. But Girl Scouts are...
Do you put them in the freezer?
Yes.
Your Thin Mints?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to. It's so good that way. Girl Scouts do so much to empower and, put in some confidence into our young ladies. Big thank you to the Girl Scouts organizations for empowering women and helping them do that. And anything that does that in our society, we should be championing and encouraging and buying their cookies.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
We will take a break and come back and have some more fun after Melissa's news on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free.
This might be the first country song I've heard in the 80s bumper.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get some more in there. Randy Travis, right?
Yep.
Okay, okay. I should probably know this one.
I love
don't,
this
but
song.
You're not just his tempo.
Mm-hmm.
It always so perfect.
It
like
is.
It always seemed like it was just a perfectly paced.
And people don't like him because he's twangy, but that's part of it. You know what I mean? Like that's like the lilt of his. I don't know.
Well, from what that's I hear, awesome. excuse me. From what I hear from some people, they miss that twangy.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. There's some people that I think miss that part of the singing.
And then there's just everybody who just, you know, people who just don't like it either way.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. His music seems to still hold up to me, and I don't pretend to be an expert, but it does seem bad. That voice alone does. It is Terry and James here with you on this Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you are doing us being safe out there. Safe travels to everyone. And of course, get sleep when you can, especially because we are losing an hour this weekend.
It's like not right
fair.
Now?
Yeah, you can if you want. Well, hopefully, if I am putting you asleep, you want to go ahead and tell Civic Media because I probably shouldn't be doing this.
If you're listening to us and you're dozing off.
Yeah, that is not the intent of the show. That is not. I love listening to Morning with James. I fall asleep all the time. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. But we are here to help you get through that lack of sleep this weekend. Daylight saving time begins Sunday at 2 a.m., which means we lose an hour of sleep Saturday night. Here are five tips to help you deal with the transition. Cut out caffeine. I'm sorry. That's hilarious. No, I'm not doing that. No. It actually is a really helpful thing. And we go over this every year around this time with this cutting out the caffeine. Don't have any caffeine at least 6 hours before bed this weekend. It's a good rule of thumb just in general, but especially important right now.
See, they didn't take it away from you completely.
No. That's smart to do that, too. if you, it's Saturday night, you don't always know when you're going to bed on a Saturday night, so that can be a little bit hard to gauge out. Don't beat yourself up if you're not exactly 6 hours. Also understand that if you wake up Sunday morning and you're a little crankier than you usually are, that's going to be on you.
Or you're late for church
or
whatever because, you know, you got to get to move those ahead. You know, it's funny. Whenever these time changes happen, I will before I go to bed. Right. And so, yes, if there's something going on, it might be later. But if it's a normal night, you know, by like 9:30, I'm crawling in bed with my book. So by 10 o'clock, I'm lights out. So before I do that, I go around the house and change all the clocks. And so if everybody else is still up, you know what I mean? Like, I don't wait till morning to change them. I change them Saturday night. And they're always like, what time is it? You know?
Yeah. I would miss Saturday Night Live all the time as a kid because my mom did the same thing. And Saturday Night Live always starts at 10:30. I would usually be like a half an hour late or something like that for it or whatever. Yeah, that was bad. I mean, nowadays, so many of the clocks change themselves, so you don't have to worry as much about it. But there, you still there's a handful of clocks in the house that you still got to change.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah. You know, like the there's one on my stove, one on my microwave, one on the wall. Yeah.
No alcohol either. Even just one drink can disturb your sleep, so maybe skip the alcohol tomorrow night.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you remember, like, when you were a kid, like 22, you know, when it was fall back, and you're like, yeah, we got an extra hour.
Yes. like, if you were lucky, the bar stayed open an extra hour or whatever. Yeah. Yes.
And most of them did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. which would never lead to a great Sunday morning, that's for sure. Eat light. Don't eat a meal 2 or 3 hours before you plan to go to bed. It can interfere with the quality of your sleep.
Dude, we're talking about an hour here. We're not talking about, like,
I mean, I don't,
6 hours.
I don't know anybody that it's that big of a struggle that they're going to go through even one,
like,
of these.
Do you ever have...
Being honest.
I mean, well, and I know you do because you're not a good sleeper, but there's often a night where you're up an hour later because of something, because you're doing something. I don't think, and honestly, I don't think it's this first night. I don't think it's Sunday. I think it's like Monday or Tuesday when you're like, all of a sudden you're dragging.
That's when I feel it.
Yeah.
Monday, I guarantee you, a Monday's morning show, I'll be a little off. I always am. It's not a hair, not much, a hair off, but a little off. Yep. Never fails. So make your bed a place you want to sleep in, meaning fresh, clean sheets, no phone or tablets. That's not a nice thing just to do for yourself.
Yes.
That's not a bad idea, especially if you know you're probably going to wake up grumpy anyway. Might as well make it a little bit easier, maybe a little bit better. Go to bed early to minimize the impact of the time change. Make a few gradual adjustments rather than one big one. Again, if you can, all good intentions, that's not a bad idea. Go to bed 15 to 30 minutes earlier than usual tonight, and again tomorrow. You should feel adjusted by Monday.
Easier way in with that. I mean, that makes sense, right?
That's not bad, actually.
So, you know, cancel your plans for tonight because you have to go to bed early.
Yeah, that's no. But if this is a struggle for you, here you go. Here's a nice little playlist for you to kind of go through.
I always laugh because sometimes I just go to bed early.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't necessarily go to sleep, but I like to read or whatever, you know, and sometimes when I'm just done, I'm done.
Yeah.
And it is funny because every once in a while, someone will come in the bedroom and they're like, why are you in bed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now tonight I can do it at what, like 7:30?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. now I'm thinking of you going to bed at 7:30.
I won't, but 8. I'd be game for 8.
Yeah, but you, with the snow coming down and going to bed early, it seems like the perfect Terry scenario. We will take a break. We'll come back with a couple of more fun topics for you. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're being safe out there, safe travel. To everyone, take it easy. Give yourself some grace. Give others some grace. Take an eye out there. If you think you understand how slippery it might be out there, just even take that with some grace and take your time out there, everybody. We're going to have some fun with the next couple of topics and take you right up to the top of the hour, where CBS News will come in and do their thing. After CBS News is done, we will get a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, probably joined by Paul Trombley, one of the best in the business. Looking forward to that. So I just got some dust right in my eye. I don't know how that happened. I can't see that well, so that is going to make this next 10 minutes very, very interesting. I can barely see out of one of my eyes, so this is going to be very interesting. I was telling people to be safe just a minute ago, Terry, out there on the roads. That kind of leads us into, sort of segues into this next one, where we're talking about Ford. And Ford is ramping up its electric vehicle line. They apparently think they'll get some muscle car fans and some different people because everybody's got an electric vehicle now.
But do you think muscle car people are... I don't know.
Well,
I can't see them switching to electric.
I don't know. I agree with you to the whole pretty much. But I've seen people driving Hummers that are electric powered.
Yeah. I mean, so I guess it depends upon how much power, right?
Yeah.
Because... I don't know.
Well, and I think, too, that these car companies, every car company has an electric vehicle now. Every single one of them do.
Yeah, I agree.
And the majority of them are shifting their funds and their focus really, on more on the electric
industry. Or their product development.
Yes,
you know, is
everything's going
there.
In that direction.
So I wonder when they're going to get to a point, I mean, because it's already coming to light, once the usefulness of these batteries are done, what's happening with those? I mean,
right.
I think that's starting to be an issue. And then, yeah, I mean, just truly, they probably are much more efficient. I mean, I don't think that there's a question there, but you still have to use fossil fuels to charge those batteries. So, you know what I mean?
It's one of these things that I think we're in the early days of figuring out the best system for this and what's going to be the best way to not only be able to let people get to where they want to go, but also do that without hurting the earth any more than we might do. I don't think there's many people out there that if you tell them, hey, all we got to do is this and our planet will live longer. I don't think many people will be
so
against that.
Yeah.
But I also think you got to work with people on this.
Yeah.
You got to work with the world on this one and everybody working together on it. The idea of guilting people into things has never worked. Like that's shaming people into things has never worked. Working with people, that could make this better. That could make things happen.
I kind of wonder if it's a fad though. You know what I mean? Like, is it something that's going to run its course or eventually will all cars go to that? Because I don't know. I think of the muscle car people and I just don't see them doing
and
electric.
I don't think that you're ever going to get. I don't think that's ever going to go away. I don't think you're ever going to. I don't know. Especially in our lifetimes, they're still going to be gasoline, but it may be being used for older vehicles because this is definitely not a fad. I could tell you 100% why it's not a fad. Money. The money that is invested in this, the money that companies are putting into this, the money that people are spending on it, all of the above, like money, money, money. Like that is the companies will tell you green this, green that. No, money. Like they.
Well, green.
Green. You know, it's still green. Yes. We see this all the time, especially in college sports. Look at the Oregon University. Oregon every year comes out with new jerseys. They don't need to do this, but they do that because they have more sales. Nike sells a whole bunch of more Oregon jerseys. And you have car companies now that have been struggling for years. How long have we been looking at cars and they all look the same? Nobody wants to take chances anymore with designs or anything like that because they're afraid to lose money. So now they have a chance to actually do something new that isn't even new. It's the same old vehicle just with a different.
Have you ridden in an electric vehicle?
Yeah.
But you've not owned one, right?
No,
I didn't think so. Yeah, us either. But it is very interesting to me. Or even the EcoBoost ones. And we were on a vacation, so I had a rental vehicle that was EcoBoost. But they actually, some of the cylinders actually shut off when you stop.
Whoa.
And so then when you take your foot off the brake because you're going to accelerate, then it actually sounds like it's restart, like it's and there's plenty of those around, but it was very like I'm sitting here like, what is going on?
I'm glad you brought that up because that's actually kind of where we're going with this here. So Ford is ramping up their electric vehicle line, and their muscle cars, they're trying to get those kind of fans, the muscle car fan, those kind of people still to use these vehicles. So someone noticed that they just filed a patent for a new feature to let electric cars burn rubber.
Yeah, because that's the thing.
Yeah. Normal real-wheel cars can do it. Some Mustangs even have a feature called line lock that helps you with burnouts by only applying the front brakes. But apparently a lot of Ford's future EVs will be all-wheel drive with two motors, one for the front axle, one for the back. That makes burnouts next to impossible. So the patent is for something called electrified vehicle performance mode. Basically, it would disable the front motor and disengage the brakes in the back at the same time. So you could burn rubber like a normal car.
Okay, good. Because I was getting a little concerned.
Got to have that. Got to have that feature.
You can't have a Mustang that you can't peel out with.
You cannot. No. No, that should be against the law. Like, literally. Like, we should be testing every Mustang to make sure they can do. All right, you can go.
I'll be a tester. I'm in.
I would love that job. There's not a ton of vehicles that I'm like, oh, that's a vehicle I would love. That's a vehicle I'll spend. Mustangs are definitely one of them. I love Mustangs. The patent doesn't necessarily mean they're doing it. They haven't confirmed anything yet, but they've been adding more and more racing features lately, and it does look like... companies do this all the time where they'll put a patent on something and nothing ever comes of it. I doubt it with this one. This is definitely going to happen.
Yeah. I would think.
The new 2024 Mustangs are getting an electric handbrake that only locks up the back wheels to help with drifting. So there's a lot of these things that car companies are already doing or looking to do to add to people being able to do this, because apparently everybody wants their car featured in the next Fast and the Furious movie. That's what everything, all this is building up toward. I like the idea. I especially like the idea of where it feels like we've gotten a roundabout way with the green and everything. For a while there, it was really trying to guilt people into it and make people feel bad.
Oh, yes. I agree.
That didn't work very well.
And I don't think that that's where we are now either.
No. I think we've kind of come around to it where people that are on board with it, great. People who aren't, okay. You know, and just kind of keep moving.
I love I think it's the Chevy commercial on TV for their electric sedan, you know, but the guy's talking to his mom.
Yeah.
And she's just like nagging him. Yes. I mean, it starts out as a normal conversation. Mm-hmm. That's and he's like, oh, mom, battery's low. You know, like,
but he's
looking at the screen of the car battery and it's still like full charge. Yes, you know, they're trying to promote that they can go however long or however far, but it was cute.
Some of what's going to help this like happen is advertising. Well done advertising. It helps with so many of these different things.
Well, and who's Kevin Bacon? He's got a car commercial. Him and his daughter. Yeah. And boy, does she look just like mom.
That threw me. I didn't even know. I figured they had kids. I'd never seen.
Oh,
let alone
I did
adult.
Like the like.
A triple take I did at that
Me
young
too.
Lady.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know many times I've seen a person look so much like they're both their parents. Like if I had just seen her, I'd be like, oh, that's Kira Sedgwick's kid
like,
or something.
Totally.
Like, yeah. She's got a very unique face as it is. Mm-hmm. So,
but that's an electric car ad too. So, you know, playing on the family idea too.
Yeah. Whatever it takes, you know, for some people to be able to get aboard on this. Again, I don't think that I don't think we're getting closer and closer to like everybody driving them. But every year the numbers go up. And so every year going forward, you're probably going to see more and more people doing it. We're going to take our break right here. We'll get to CBS News. When we come back, we'll have our friends in the Weather Eye Weather Center join us, get an update from Paul and the gang. And then after that, the nickname couples in each state use more than any other state. That should be fun. Hopefully. It should be fun and safe. We'll get into that when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.